And the speculation that is in the news today, something the Prime Minister has denied, that's the same Prime Minister denied he was contemplating prorogation and then did it. That's the same Prime Minister who flew over to the DUP party conference and said he was fundamentally against Theresa May's withdrawal deal, flew back and voted for it. He is denying that he's contemplating these customs clearance posts 5 or 10 miles from the border. And I noticed Laura Koonsberg is saying that she understands they are not in any proposed text. But do you think if there were anything like those customs clearance posts, Doug, close to or near the border, do you think they could jeopardise peace or stability in Northern Ireland?
Stephen, I'm quite clear. It doesn't matter whether you put infrastructure on the border or you put infrastructure 10 miles back from the border. It is still infrastructure on that border. And therefore, it will be open to attack. It's as simple as that. So you can man it with customs officer, but they will have to be protected by police.
So you do think it would result in what? Violence?
Well, it's certainly an increase in tension, and that increase in tension could create an increase in violence. And as you and I both know, is that what is felt along the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic is felt in Belfast and it is felt in Londonderry.
Do you understand how angry nationalists would be if there were to be checks on or near the border?
Stephen, I'm a unionist and I would be angry. I do not want infrastructure on the border. Remember, Stephen, I've got first-hand knowledge of what it's like to man infrastructure on the border. I have lost friends and colleagues killed on that border by terrorists, so I know that we cannot secure any border. So I would be angry if anybody tried to put infrastructure on there,
okay,
because it would put people's lives at risk, and I don't want that. I think Boris needs to rethink. I don't think this is his strategy. I genuinely don't, because it is so stupid. I don't think that anybody would contemplate that.
I,